And we're back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. I mean, this show covers down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. That's Alabama. And I'm talking about we send our signal like way on down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. Hey, folks, I got to tell you, one of our newest sponsors, Southern Immediate Care, a chain of clinics all over the northern part of the state. So Southern Immediate Care with offices in, Gadsden, Anniston, Atala. They're also got five new locations in the Birmingham area. Two of the newest ones are in Chelsea and Hoover. They're open 7 days a week, and they have extended hours. At most of their locations, they can do your x-rays, immunizations right there on site. Walk-ins are welcome. They can see clients or patients of all ages. Listen, this is actually where I go, all right? Southern Immediate Care is where I go in my area, and they're always available. And I've always been so impressed with the cleanliness and the staffing. So, yeah, Southern Immediate Care. If you need a medical care, listen, this is talking about weekends, too. You wake up on a Saturday morning and the kid's got a fever, what do? Southern Immediate Care. So if you go down there for the first time, by the way, do me a favor and tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. But Southern Immediate Care, with locations all over North Alabama, check them out. I think you'll be pleased. All right, let me just jump into my next dipper here. Dipper number three. Boomer, I'm going to get a third dipper done.
Oh, yes.
Come on. Got applause?
There's the applause right there.
I'm getting the boomer clap.
Boomer clap. It's the boomer clap.
I got the boomer clap. Okay. I didn't get the whole round of applause. It's the boomer clap. Like, what are you excited because you did your job? What are you excited? What's going on? Snap two, buddy. All right. Hey, listen. I've been watching the news the last few days. Well, I watch it every day. But the last few days, I've been noticing a trend. The more liberal side of the mainstream media, CNN, NBC, CBS, are slobbering on themselves again. They are drooling at the idea of get Trump. It's really gotten to the point of being ridiculous. The inside words are being said outside on a regular basis. It is so obvious that what has happened now is they have lost complete sight, and they have for some time, but they've lost complete sight of the idea of even trying to pretend that they just want to see justice served. When you've got lawsuits pending, and by the way, don't say, well, where there's smoke, there's fire. No, don't even try to pretend for me that DA Alvin Bragg up in New York actually had a real thing going on. And now we find out that, oh, by the way, they're getting both of their favorite things. The media is getting both Trump and January 6th all at one time. Oh, the halcyon days of reporting are back. We could talk about both Trump and January 6th. Whew, I thought we were done with it. But no, we find out that apparently President Trump's organization got a letter. I believe he said last night, he got it on Sunday evening, that said that he has to appear before a grand jury to provide testimony to the grand jury investigation on January 6th, and that he himself may, in fact, be a target of the probe. Wasn't that like 3 years ago? Yes. Yes, it was. 3.5 to be exact. Yes, it was. Folks, this is ridiculous. And what I've gotten down, the third dipper today, is called political lynch mobs. I want to harken back to something. We all saw it most recently with Justice Brett Kavanaugh being, you know, confirmed to the U.S. Supreme Court. But I think the role model, the litmus test for smear the person and get the position was Clarence Thomas. Clarence Thomas had to sit before a panel back in 1991. A Senate Confirmations Committee chaired by none other than Joe Biden. You remember that? Senator Joe Biden trashed a man's character, made stuff up. It was just like what's-her-name that accused Brett Kavanaugh when he was 16 years old of being inappropriate with me. Really? But the reality is a woman who had worked as a clerk, I believe, for Justice Thomas when he was a judge, came back and said that years later, in a manner that did not befit his character or anything else, that he had in some way sexually harassed her. brought up a porn movie and talked about it in the office. Ooh. And by the way, if he did, wrong. But it was proven that she was lying. In the meantime, he had to sit there for weeks in front of that committee, having his character maligned, having allegations made up about him and leaked to the press, having his entire life tossed around. Do you remember what he called it when he was done? Well, here's what I want to do. I want to start this segment off by just reminding you guys of who the president of the United States is right now. As Joe Biden, and I've got this, by the way, I've got a copy of the transcript right here in my hands. And it starts off with Senator Biden calling the room to order. Senator Biden calling the room to order. And then saying to Justice Thomas, Judge, tough day, tough night for you, I know. Let me ask, you have anything you'd like to say before we begin? And he did. And he delivered comments that still to this day resonate. I'm not going to read the whole thing, but I'm going to read you part of it because it's important to this point that I'm making about political lynch mobs. Justice Thomas said to Joe Biden that day, Senator, I'd like to start by saying unequivocally, uncategorically, that I deny each and every single allegation against me today that suggested in any way that I had conversations of a sexual nature or about pornographic material with that Anita Hill, that I ever attempted to date her, that I ever had any personal sexual interest in her, or that I in any way ever harassed her. Second, and I think a more important point, and here's where he just ripped him a new one, I think that this today is a travesty. I think that it's disgusting. I think that this hearing should never occur in America. This is a case in which this sleaze, this dirt, was searched for by staffers of members of this committee and was then leaked to the media. And this committee and this body validated it and displayed it in primetime over our entire nation. And then he went on to say, the Supreme Court is not worth it. No job is worth it. And I'm not here for that. I'm here for my name, my family, my life, and my integrity. I think something is dreadfully wrong with this country when any person in this free country can be subjected to this. This is a circus. It's a national disgrace. And then he went on to really wrap it up. He said, and from my standpoint as a black American, as far as I'm concerned, it's a high-tech lynching for uppity blacks who in any way deign to think for themselves, to do for themselves, to have different ideas. And it's a message that unless you kowtow to an old order, this is what will happen to you. You will be lynched, destroyed, caricatured by a committee of the U.S. Senate rather than hung from a tree. Dang, that's strong. Dang, that's strong. A high-tech lynching. And that's Justice Thomas, who still sits on the bench today. Can you imagine Justice Thomas putting on his robe and going to the, down the street to the Capitol building to hear the State of the Union address delivered by none other than now President Joe Biden, knowing that that's the person who was treating him that way. Now, do you have any wonder why we have free rein, apparently, on the liberal side of things to do what I'm calling make political lynch mobs? So right now, the press is salivating, y'all. They are coming apart at the seams. They are just bursting with opportunity. They cannot wait. They're looking for anything to talk about. It's like watching one of those, we don't know how the crime went down, but we'll talk for 24 hours until we figure it out. Daily Wire has a piece. Trump prosecutor ate lunch at Subway. Next on CNN. This is what happened. That's not a joke. One reporter and two anchors devoted actual airtime to examining the fact that Jack Smith, the special prosecutor against Trump in the January 6th investigation, actually stopped at Subway and got a sandwich. And they talked about it. He got a sandwich. He's walking out of there with a sandwich. If it wasn't ridiculous enough, the article says, anchors John King and Dana Bash then took the baton and ran with it, suggesting there was some hidden meaning buried in the fact that Smith had taken time out of his busy day to eat fresh. Really? The segment then followed former President Donald Trump's announcement that he expected to be indicted again and possibly arrested in the coming days as Smith is pursuing his case. Y'all, that's what we're looking at right now. They've got a political lynch mob that has just been waiting for a question to fit their solutions. And now that they got a special prosecutor finally bringing him in to talk about January 6th, oh my gosh! It's like a whole new day. They've revived everything. Getting the old band back together. Come on, fellas. It's January 6th and Trump. Let's get her done. He got a sandwich. What does that mean? Let's talk about why he got a sandwich. He went out for work, out for lunch. What do you think about that? It's ridiculous. Meanwhile, at the same time, story here on the Post-Millennial. Federal investigators have reportedly seized the phones of advisors to 2024 GOP frontrunner Donald Trump as part of the investigation into the events of January 6th. I mean, this is what their intent is here, in my opinion, is to keep the legal wrangling going all the way through the election so that he has no time to even campaign. They know they don't have anything they can work with. They know they don't have something that is going to wind up being the thing that gets Trump. But what they can do is keep him tied up in hearings and grand jury testimonies and providing any number of available times to them at their demands. It's a political lynch mob. We'll take a break right now. I'll come back and I'll tell you a little more about it because it broadens out from there. Like, did you hear about the fact that the Michigan Attorney General discharged 16 quote-unquote false electors for having stood for Donald Trump in the presidential election? And then, you know, what happened when Ron DeSantis actually went on CNN and stared down Jake Tapper and told what he thought about all this? I'll tell you. It's a whole lot different than what Mitt Romney said. I'll tell you that, too. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. Back, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, making common sense a superpower. Hey, listen, I got to tell you guys before we go today, ZLA Solutions, they've been with us since the very beginning. ZLA Solutions, and their website is ZLAUSA.com. But ZLA Solutions, they are an organization. I know these folks personally, and I like them a lot, and I think they do great work. But ZLA Solutions is doing an epic good job at helping businesses find ways to improve their current processes, and oh, by the way, help them find the staff they need. So if you need people, here's the thing. They can help you find the onesies or twosies, you know, the special niche skills hard to find. They can do that. They can also, by the way, help you staff out an entire shift at a factory, staff up at a hospital, you know, any number of things, service industry, automotive industry, doesn't matter. Blue collar, white collar, no collar, I always say, doesn't matter. They can do the recruiting, the background checks, the drug testing. They can have you squared away. Yeah, ZLA Solutions. Their website, again, ZLAUSA.com. Check them out and do me a favor. When you talk to them, we all know each other personally. Tell them you heard about it on the show, Right Side Radio. I get a kick at it when they tell me they've heard another one. All right, let me jump back in here for the final moments of the show. So in a minute, I'm going to play an audio clip if we have time. It lasts about a minute. Ron DeSantis. But I'm doing this section right now. The Third Dipper is called Political Lynch Mobs. I talked about just a moment ago the allegations that are just flying in from all angles at Trump. I think part of the strategy here is literally just to keep him busy for the next year to diminish his ability to campaign. That's what I think is happening. I also think there's a Trump derangement syndrome going on. They're slobbering over themselves for the opportunity to try and get him. And then at the same time, they can't stand the idea of not being able to talk about January 6th some more, so that's going to happen. Meanwhile, here we go. Look at their attacking people left and right who are ever possibly going to be supportive of Trump. Michigan Attorney General files charges against 16 quote-unquote false electors for Donald Trump. You may recall that there was a battle over some of these swing states. And there were those who filled out the paperwork believing that they should be the proper electors based upon what they perceived as the real voting counts. And that happened in a number of states. Well, the Democrat Attorney General in Michigan, Dana Nessel, said Tuesday that 16 people would face 8 criminal charges, including forgery and conspiracy to commit election forgery, with potential prison time of 5 to 14 years each. This includes the head of the Republican National Committee's chapter in Michigan, as well as a former co-chair of the Michigan Republican Party, and several others, including one Shelby Township clerk, Stan Grott. The group is alleged to have met inside the Michigan Republican Party headquarters and signed false documents, which were transmitted to Congress. Really? That's what you got. and you're going to reach back and say, that was the crime of the century, and you're going to ruin these 16 people's lives because you're desperate to get out there. Well, here's what the Michigan Democrat Secretary of State said. As we prepare for the 2022-2024 presidential election, today's charges are the first in an ongoing effort to not just seek justice for the wrongs of the past, but to ensure they don't happen again. Oh, did you hear it? Just said the inside words on the outside. Today's charges are the first. This is a coordinated effort. They got more coming, and they're trying to do all they can to make sure they can capture that election in 2024. Lastly, let me tell you this. I did appreciate the fact that Ron DeSantis, who has every opportunity to trash Trump if he wants to, he came on Jake Tapper's show, and he did an interview, and he held his own, man. And he basically said he did not agree with the idea of Trump being charged. Boomer, you got that clip? Let's just play it. It's right about a minute. Go ahead and play it.
This country is going down the road of criminalizing political differences, and I think that's wrong. Alvin Bragg stretched a statute in Manhattan to be able to try to target Donald Trump. Most people, even people on the left, acknowledge if that wasn't Trump, that case would not have likely been brought against a normal civilian. And so you have a situation where the Department of Justice, FBI, have been weaponized against people they don't like. And the number one example of that happened to be against Donald Trump with the Russia collusion. That was not a legitimate investigation that was being done to try to drive Trump out of office. And so what I've said as president, my job is to restore a single standard of justice to end weaponization of these agencies. We're going to have a new FBI director on day one. We're going to have big changes at the Department of Justice. Americans across the political spectrum need to have confidence that what is going on is based on the rule of law, not based on what political tribe you're in.
And not based on whether you're trying to form a political lynch mob. That's my thought. I really appreciated the fact that he had an opportunity there to sort of malign Trump's character and say that he's, you know, where there's smoke, there's fire, and we'll wait and see how it all plays out. No, he didn't do it. He came out and said, this has got to stop, basically. I'm paraphrasing. Obviously, you heard it. But he's basically saying this is wrong. And the American people need the opportunity to trust their media, to trust their politics, and to trust their law enforcement, to trust their secretaries of state. What I just gave you examples of a moment ago were at the state and federal level, in the media, political lynch mobs. And it's just freaking wrong. All right, listen, what an amazing show that was. We got a great show laying on for tomorrow, which is going to include, by the way, Boomer and McQueen. McQueen being back from her coaching rounds, and she'll be in studio with us tomorrow. Also going to have on a guy named Eric Johnston, who is the head of the Alabama Pro-Life Coalition. We'll talk to him about, you know, just being in the fray. He's been in there for a long time, by the way, duking it out. He's watched some of the greatest results in terms of Alabama being a pro-life state and now the Dobbs decision overturning Roe v. Wade. But, yeah, he's been in the fray for a long time. That's part of the ongoing sharing the battle space that I'm doing all this week. Yeah, I mean, I'm looking forward to it. And Eric Johnson's a great guy. I know him personally, and I think the world of him. So you guys stay tuned for that. All right. Man, Boom, that show sounds like it flew by. Did it fly by to you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, and it's not even raining, so now we can go home and enjoy the afternoon.
Yes. Go hit baseballs outside.
Oh, that's good, man. Little guy getting ready for the next season.
He just wants to keep playing.
I told you, I think my little guy, he plays soccer. He's about to turn 4. And, Daddy, I want soccer season to come back. Well, we can play inside for right now, bud, but there's no season yet. Daddy, I like the breeze in my face when I play soccer.
The breeze in my face.
All right, you guys. Y'all have an amazing night. Boomer and I back here tomorrow at 2. We will see you then.
Ruffians out there, you are listening to Right Side Radio, solid conservative Just Point.